Hochul spoke to a packed crowd of local officials and members of the community at the Crandall Public Library in Glens Falls. But after her address, reporters sought her opinion on the arrest of Democratic Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who was arraigned on federal corruption charges in Manhattan. The Democratic Lieutenant Governor introduced Silver 24 hours before at Governor Cuomo's State of the State address in Albany and said Silver's arrest will not affect the ability of the state to agree on a budget.
Certainly there's a process that's going to work out. We are still focused on getting an on-time budget. The governor is very proud of working with the legislature for the past 4 years to accomplish that. That'll continue to be our goal. We're going to get it done.
Republican Assemblyman Dan Steck of Queensbury disagreed, saying that the start of the session would be hindered without the speaker to designate committee assignments.
Today, historically, is the first day of the budget process. Next week, we're going to be starting our budget hearings. Again, difficult to have those without committee chairs assigned yet.
Echoing Republicans around the state, Steck said in order to start a budget process, it only makes sense for Silver to resign.
Any delay in his resignation will just further complicate, which is already a pretty onerous task of coming up with a state budget.
Republican State Senator Betty Little of the 45th District agreed that Silver's arrest would hinder the budget process. Long one of the proverbial three men in the room during budget talks, Silver's future in leadership, let alone the chamber, is unclear.
Everyone's innocent until proven guilty, but I do think that in his position as speaker, having this going on affects his ability to lead the assembly and to negotiate a budget.
Governor Cuomo halted the actions of the Anti-Corruption Moreland Act Commission prematurely last year in a deal with lawmakers, and Silver's arrest marks only the latest high-profile brush with the law among senior leadership in the Capitol. But Hochul suggested there is a silver lining.
I think that the circumstances of the last few days are just going to inspire people to want to continue the governor's ethics reform, his reform that he's proposing, and I believe that there's a very good chance of that occurring. The public should also know that they have a government that is going to continue working for them through difficult times like this.
Assemblyman Steck offered his own ideas for ethics reform.
The real opportunity here, though, is to finally say, this is our opportunity to enact real ethics reform. One of the things that my conference and myself have advocated for is a limit on term limits on leadership positions.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.